We'll hear a lot about inspiring women today, and one who fits perfectly within that category is a young woman who went to school in Ballarat and went on to develop a drug that could prevent thousands of women from dying after giving birth. That's pretty inspirational. Dr. Michelle McIntosh is a researcher and senior lecturer at Monash University, and she's back in Ballarat at Loreto, where she was the keynote speaker at her old school. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole.
Tell me about this drug. Why is it important?
This drug, it's actually been around for a very long time, and it works very well, and we use it in Australia every day in hospitals to prevent excessive bleeding after childbirth. But in developing countries, it's a little bit more difficult for women to get access to this drug. It needs to be kept in the refrigerator, which they often don't have access to. It needs to be given by injection, so there's often not healthcare providers with them when they give birth, as 50% of women will give birth at home. And so we're looking to slightly change the way that medication's given so that it's not an injection. It can actually be inhaled, and the medication's absorbed from the lungs to have this effect of stopping the excessive bleeding after childbirth.
What sort of implications does that have? It seems a small thing, Michelle, but a really important thing, because it makes it accessible to women who previously wouldn't have had access to it. Tell me about the research in developing countries as it's been rolled out. Why has it made such a difference there?
Well, so the World Health Organization recommends and tries to make it available that every woman immediately after they give birth gets access to oxytocin, but for these reasons that I've mentioned, that doesn't always happen. But currently, there's over 158,000 women who die soon after childbirth because of this bleeding. And so what we're looking to do is try and increase women's access to this medication, give them the ability to say to the local birth attendant, please, I'd like to be able to use that medication. And so there's a big role in education, in women being aware that this option is there and available to them, and also having it in a form that when they do get it, it's stable. So the product that we're working on, it's not on the market yet, it's in development, but it doesn't require refrigeration, and again, it could be self-administered.
You've received some assistance from some fairly powerful backers in developing this product and getting it out.
Yes.
Into the future.
Yes, certainly with the United Nations having an increased focus on Millennium Development Goals and trying to reach these fairly sort of spectacular targets they're trying to achieve, and one of them is to reduce maternal mortality by 75%. That's really increased the emphasis on women's health in developing countries, and so that's led to funding. We're funded in part through the US government, through their International Aid Agency, and also through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Tell me about a woman who's inspired you.
Well, in the process of doing this research, I've met many inspirational women, and women who've, you know, left their comfortable lives in their developed countries and gone to live for extended periods of time in these low resource emerging economies. But I was probably most inspired when I had the opportunity middle of last year to meet Melinda Gates, and just to speak to her and the passion and the conviction. Obviously, her and her husband are in a position where they can make these big influences, but they're absolutely passionate and dedicated to making the world and improving health, making it a better place.
So it's not just the fact that she's part of this desire to redistribute the wealth that they have had the good fortune to accumulate, which is admirable in the one instance, but there's also personal characteristics about Melinda Gates that you find inspirational, are there?
Absolutely, and when you have the opportunity to listen to her speak, you realise that they put their heart and soul into it, and she spoke recently about the fact that her life's mission is now to make family planning accessible to all women. Because she very often hears that these women have these very large families because they can't control childbirth or falling pregnant, and they know they don't have the financial resources to provide enough food or to provide education for many children, and so Melinda Gates has decided that's her mission, that's her 100% focus until she can make that happen.
And so she's the person that you would nominate in that category. She's your winner.
Yes, she is, yes.
You would be the winner in terms of a lot of women who have benefited from now having access to this sort of drug, though. You must have met other women in your travels who don't have the sort of wealth that she has, but who are struggling in, you know, developing countries also in difficult circumstances.
Oh, absolutely, and particularly some of the field workers that you meet. And as I mentioned earlier, they've left their comfortable houses with electricity and all of the commodities that we're used to, and they'll go and live in a remote village in somewhere like Afghanistan. They'll live in a mud hut. They'll be in difficult and sometimes dangerous circumstances, but they're passionate and committed to making a difference and making the world a better place. And I likewise find those women incredibly inspirational.
Now tell me where your drug formulation is up to now. It's there'll be human trials in 2013, is that correct?
Yes, we're hoping to sort of secure funding to take us into that first round of human trials, so that we're probably looking in the ballpark of $5 million that'll allow us to do the first lot of testing in humans to just confirm that what we've seen in our preclinical, our very early development stages, that is replicated in humans. We're quite confident that it will be, because again, it's a very old drug and it's been used for a long time, and we've got evidence that it's safe, but we just have to get this first set of data in humans to present to the authorities who approve drug products, something like Therapeutic Goods Administration, to demonstrate that it's safe and that it does in fact work the same after it's inhaled as it does when it's given it in an injection form.
How was it going back to your old school today?
Oh, it's always fantastic. I love the opportunity to go back to Loretto, and it was such an honour and a privilege to be invited on an occasion like International Women's Day. You seldom sort of stop and think that somebody thinks what you're doing is inspirational, but it was great to see everybody there. There was nearly a couple of hundred people there, 7 o'clock this morning, and yeah, it was great to be there.
How did regional Victoria give you that springboard to achieve these wonderful things you're achieving now?
Oh, I'd had so many opportunities when I was growing up in Ballarat. I think one of the things in particular was that I was a member of St John Ambulance Australia from the age of 11, and grew up attending lots of events and functions in Ballarat.
So you were a little paramedic, were you, from 11 years old?
That was always my dream. That was what I wanted to do. And then as I sort of moved through secondary school, I eventually kind of decided actually I was going to study pharmacy. And then pharmacy led on to a focus on research, which has put me down this path as a sort of a pharmaceutical scientist.
And what next?
What next? Mm. Well, hopefully with the project, things continue to go well, and then we'll keep looking for more opportunities to do research around products that can really make a tangible difference to people's lives.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Michelle McIntosh, and thank you so much for being our local woman of inspiration today on International Women's Day.
Thanks for having me.
That is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, researcher at Monash University.